All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry. I was a Chief Warrant Officer Type 2 in the United States Army in Vietnam in 1969. And I guess that's my credibility statement to show you that Veterans Radio is run by veterans, and we're going to be talking to a bunch of veterans today. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about the music that has been produced by veterans over the years. We're going to be starting off with a song from the Vietnam era. Joe Scarlett will be on to talk about his song. And then we're going to be talking about a new organization. It's probably not that new, but I just discovered it this last week. It's called Operation Encore. And Operation Encore is a nonprofit organization that is helping veterans to get their music produced. And so we're going to be talking with two members of that organization and songwriters a little bit later on. And I'm pretty excited about getting the opportunity for you to hear their music as well, and that there are people out there that are supporting these veterans. You know, we've done a couple of programs in the past on what we called veterans troubadours, and some of you are familiar with the names of Michael J. Martin and Sarge Lincombe and some other people like that. And this is the next generation, and I think you're going to be really impressed with their music as we continue moving on today's program. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call here at 734-822-1600. That's 734-822-1600. We are probably won't be able to play any songs that you want us to play, but we're starting to build up our library now, and so we'll probably be doing more programs like this in the future. So we're really excited. But joining me on the air right now from Florida is Joe Scarlett, and Joe has written a song called Echoes from Vietnam. And Joe, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you so much, Dale. It's a pleasure to be there with you.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know who's warmer today, or you guys or us, but I you know, in listening to your song, and it's really a powerful song, Joe, and I guess I'd like you to tell our audience what motivated you to write this particular song called Echoes from Vietnam.
Well, I wrote the song, Dale, I wrote it in 1986, and that was just about the time, as all of us non-vets know, that people stopped hating us, and we were able to speak a little bit about the fact that, yeah, I had been to Vietnam and so on and so forth, and it was kind of a cathartic thing for me. I got a lot off my chest when I wrote it, and I tried to get a couple of my friends to help me put the thing to music, and I never could do that. So after I wrote the song, I just kind of filed it away in my memory bank.
And tell us a little bit about it, because you were a Marine in Vietnam.
Yes, I was my MOS was 1345. I was a heavy equipment operator, and I spent most of my time right up on the DMZ. The places I worked were kind of a who's who of the hot spots.
Well, that's true, yes.
Yeah, Cam Tien, Khe Sanh, Camp Carroll, Khe Lu Airport, Artillery Hill, Cam Lo, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on. But, I finally, just a couple of years ago, I bumped into a fellow. I was in an HOA meeting. We were trying to plan our Veterans Day celebration, and I bumped into a fellow who had a recording studio here in Bonita Springs. And he has a 503C spinoff of that called Hero Song, and he records at no charge to the veteran, original recordings from active duty military and veterans. And when I told him he had that I had a song, he said, gosh, I'd like to hear it. So I sang a little bit of it for him, and he says, we got to get you in the studio. And the rest was history. It came to pass.
Well, I'm just looking this. Tell me the name of that gentleman again. What's called Hero's Song?
Yes, his company is Hero Song. His name is Julian Sundby, and he's here in not actually in Bonita Springs. He's in Fort Myers, actually, just north of us. But he got me in the studio, and at no cost to me, we you know, he did a lot of the arrangement, or most of the arrangement for the song. And he actually flew one of Shania Twain's guitar players, a fellow named Daryl, flew him down from Nashville to do the guitar licks on it.
Well, that's not too shabby.
No, it was a real first-class production. And the best part about it, my 10-year-old grandson happened to be visiting us at the time I was going in to lay down some vocals. So I called Julian, and I said, hey, can we get some sax in there? He says, absolutely. So my grandson, who is now 11, plays saxophone on the record as well.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I'm really stoked about that, more than anything else, I think.
There's a real bonding moment right there.
Indeed.
Well, one of the things I noticed when I was listening to the song is that you were telling us that it was, you know, that it's kind of cool now to be a Vietnam vet.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally cool. Yeah. By that, I don't mean that we have any kind of elevated status. It's just nobody hates us anymore.
That's pretty true. We're being much more accepted in public now, and I think many more of us, much like you, probably are finally to use the term is that we are coming out and letting people know that we actually, that we actually are veterans, and that, 50 years is a long time for many of the men and women that I have talked to over the last 15 years of doing this program, who didn't want to really tell anybody what they had done or anything along those lines. And I think it's really important that, like your song, we get these stories out.
Yeah.
You know, because if we don't, then, somebody else will tell them and they'll get it all messed up. So we got to do it ourselves.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Like I said, one of the lines in the song, if you really want to know the truth, go ask a vet like me.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right now is I'm going to ask you to hold on the line here, Joe. We're talking with Joe Scarlett here because I want to play his song, and then I want to come back to you, Joe, and we'll talk about it just a little bit more. Do you mind?
Not at all. Sounds great, Dale.
Okay, we're going to play that right now. So, Derek, here we go. This is called Echoes of Vietnam by Joe Scarlett.
I went to Paris Island while others went to Yale. I learned to shoot an M14 while others learned to sail. I volunteered for duty when I finished up high school. Yes, I'm a vet from Vietnam, and I'm glad it's finally cool. I didn't go to college for an MBA degree, but I earned the rank of sergeant and I kept some people free. My war was not too popular and some thought me a fool, but I'm a vet from Vietnam, and I'm glad it's finally cool. We shed our blood in the monsoon mud, the jungles and the streets. Our battle cry was Semper Fi, we wouldn't take defeat. As you go about your daily life, if you see a vet from now, walk up to him, tell him, welcome home. I came back home in 68 to a world that didn't care. I couldn't get a decent job, 'cause I'd been over there. A lot of folks thought I was bad, they said I broke the rules. But I'm a vet from Vietnam, and I'm glad it's finally jungles and the streets. Our battle cry was Semper Fi. We wouldn't take defeat. As you go about your daily life, if you see a vet from now, walk up to him, tell him welcome home. Well, the war was over years ago, and the hate burned itself out. Now people want to know us vets and what we were about, why they're even making movies for the curious to see. If you really want to know the truth, go ask a vet like me. We shed our blood in the monsoon mud, the jungles and the streets. Our battle cry was Semper Fi. We wouldn't take defeat. As you go about your daily life, if you see a vet from now, walk up to him, tell him welcome home. They say that time will heal all wounds, and it surely healed mine. I've got a wife and family now, and I think I'm doing fine. I never will forget that war, or the men with whom I do, 'cause I'm a vet from Vietnam, and I'm glad it's finally cool. We shed our blood in the monsoon mud, the jungles and the streets. Our battle cry was Semper Fi. We wouldn't take defeat. As you go about your daily life, if you see a vet from now, walk up to him, tell him welcome home. Walk up to him, tell him welcome home. Walk up to him, tell him welcome.
Thanks, Jill. That's a great song. That's a great song. That's Echoes from Vietnam by Joe Scarlett, and I especially like the saxophone.
Yes, me too.
Very nice. All right, so where could we get a copy of this if we wanted one?
Okay, the song can be downloaded at cdbaby.com.
Okay.
And the title, again, is Echoes from Vietnam. Another gentleman has written a song called Echoes of Vietnam, so we have to be sure we make that distinction.
Okay, so it's Echoes from Vietnam. You can get it on cdbaby.com, and I know you can get it on Amazon because that's where I found it. And
right.
Lots of other places, I'm sure, and I hope...
Yes.
I hope
pretty much any place.
Get it anywhere. And I hope it works out well for you, Joe, and let us know if you write anything else, and thank all the people in Bonita Springs, Bob Gillette and so forth, for putting me in contact with you, and I appreciate it very much.
Sure. Dale, do we have time for me to make one short statement?
You can.
Okay. If there's anybody out there who's listening to this program who's dealing with PTSD right now, I went through it myself. And I'm telling you, guys, don't give up. There's medication out there that can help you. There's counseling out there. And the medication may not work for you the first time around, the second, or even the third, because they have to tinker with it and adjust it because it acts differently on each individual.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there one or two times and you don't get any relief, don't give up because the help is out there.
It definitely is, Joe, and it's not just the medication. There are many, many alternative programs out there for people that want to get the help. We will make sure that we help you. And don't let anybody, don't give up. As Joe says, don't give up.
Please, don't give up. No matter what you do, keep trying, because you will come out the other end. I did.
Many of us did, thankfully.
Yes.
Thankfully. Well, Joe Scarlett, thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. The tune was Echoes from Vietnam, and you can get it at CD Baby or on Amazon and probably a lot of other places. Thanks so very much for being on Veterans Radio, Joe.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dale. I certainly do appreciate it. And the money that is generated from the download goes to veterans charities. It doesn't go to me.
There you go. I knew it did that. I just didn't want to say it without making sure. I'll let you say it first. I thought it would. All right. Thanks again, Joe.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's just the first song that we were listening to today. And these songs are all being produced by veterans, for veterans, and for the general population out there. And we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to be listening to another tune, and we're going to be talking to two gentlemen that are part of, they're individual singers, but they're part of this Operation Encore, which I'm really excited for you to learn about. And as I said, when we come back, we're going to be listening to a song by Doug Lane, and I think this one, I think the one I've got down there is Outlaws and Home. So we'll see how that'll be our bump music for today. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
Sing me a story, hold, spin me a song. Of good versus evil, of right versus wrong. Of cowboys and ladies and good-hearted folk. Of outlaws, lovers and home. Outlaws, lovers, and home. I came here from Texas, I traveled alone. With only my guitar to comfort my bones. And songs from my childhood I'd sing on my own. Outlaws, lovers, and home. Outlaws, lovers, and home. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da. Made it this far. And I ain't looking back. No use in crying for things that I lack. These strings sing out sweetly wherever I roam. Of outlaws, lovers, and home. Outlaws, lovers, and home. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da. Story, ho, spin me a song of good versus evil, right versus wrong, of cowboys and ladies and good-hearted folk, of outlaws, lovers, and home, outlaws, lovers, and home.
And that was Doug Lane, the real Doug Lane, here on Veterans Radio, and the song was Outlaws at Home. And I've got two gentlemen on the line I want to introduce you to here on Veterans Radio. Again, if you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call here at 734-822-1600. That's 734-822-1600. We're talking from the studios at WAAM, Talk Radio 1600 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Doug, I want to welcome you to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dale.
It is my pleasure. And joining us on the line is another songwriter, singer, and that's Andrew Wiscombe. And Andrew, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm really excited to talk to both you young men. Everybody's younger than me now, it seems. But I, you know, we just heard a song from a Vietnam veteran, and both of you served in. Were you both in Iraq, or did one of you get to Afghanistan, or both?
I was in Iraq.
Is that Doug?
Yeah, I just did Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Andrew, where did you end up?
I ended up in just Iraq.
Okay, just Iraq. Bad enough as it is, I'm sure of that. So let me try and get a little bit of background for both of you on your military background. So, Doug, I'm going to start with you. You mentioned that you were in Iraq, but when we talked earlier in the week, you mentioned also that you were in the Army band.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I enlisted in 2000 as a saxophone player in the Army band, and was stationed with 1st Armored Division Band out of Wiesbaden, Germany. And we got a little 15-month detour to Baghdad.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I want to make sure that our audience understands that even though you were in the band, when you weren't playing, you told me that you were on guard duty and military police, correct?
Well, I mean, not so much exactly military police, but I mean, you're soldiers first, regardless of your MOS,
right.
You're soldier first. And in times of war, military bands augment the MPs in guarding the division headquarters.
Okay, all right. And you also had the unusual situation of having your wife over there at the same time.
Yeah, that's correct. We were newlyweds. She was actually in my unit. She was a French horn player, and she outranked me. still does, I think.
I was going to say, who's got the more stripes now, right?
But, we spent 15 months of the first 2 years of our marriage in a war zone living in different tents.
Okay. Andrew, how about you? We've got about 3 minutes till we have to take a break for the news. What about your background?
Sure, yeah. I joined in 2005, Army, of course. I went in infantry, and I ended up going to sniper school and being on a sniper team over in Iraq.
Oh, my. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to go into any details about that. Let's just say that you both have enough experience to be able to tell your stories. Andrew, can you tell me a little bit more about this Operation Encore? It looks fascinating to me.
Yeah, so I appreciate the gentleman before that was talking a lot about post-traumatic stress. I've suffered some with it, and I found music was really healing for me, so I started doing that, playing all over, and I had some gentlemen from Operation Encore contact me, and what it is, it's an organization that wants to help veterans or people in the military community to fulfill their dream of becoming recording musicians and traveling artists. And so they started an organization. They gave me a call and was able to record this album with them. And they found Doug as well, who's an amazing person and musician. And we both got to record on the last album together. So,
which was their last album?
It's called Monuments.
Is that the Monuments one? Okay.
Yep.
For those of you that are interested in this, I think you really should go and check out their website. It's called OperationEncore.org, and you can download the music from there, and you can purchase the music. You can listen to the music, all kinds of different things. There's a lot of veterans that are participating in this, and both of you are obviously trained as musicians. And I was, Andrew, I noticed that you went to this Berklee School of Music, which I thought was very interesting. Did you do that before or after you went to Iraq?
Oh, after. Okay. Used some GI Bill for that, so.
Well, that's still cool. I mean, my son is a band director, and so I know all about these big, you know, fancy music schools out there. And when I saw Berklee, I went, oh my goodness, that's really cool. The idea of the music, we got 1 minute, did you say? I'm coming up on 1 minute or less. I got 30 seconds. He's over there driving me crazy. So I'm going to ask you to hold on here, guys. We're going to come back on the other side. When we do, we're going to come out of the break playing one of Andrew's songs, which is going to be The River, The Lark, and The Pine, and we'll find out more about that after we listen to it. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. Hold on, guys. I'm not sure what happened with your recording there, Andrew. I'm going to try the other cut that I made. Hold on while I'm going to just talk to Derek. Derek, use the other CD. I think I've got it on there as well. And we'll get an idea here. You're listening to Veterans Radio, and we're talking with Andrew Wiscombe and Doug Lane. And I was trying to play a song of Andrew's there, and it didn't copy quite correctly. The song is called The River, The Lark, and The Pine. So, Andrew, tell what is the motivation behind that one, or the meaning behind
sure.
that?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, you know, how I spoke earlier that I've come home and had some trouble with that post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. This is a song that's about overcoming difficulties that you have and not being afraid of being yourself, regardless of who that is. We all, you know, if you go to war, you come home a little different. So learning to be okay with being you and not being afraid to show that. And that's kind of what that song's about. So.
Okay, he's loading it up right now. I noticed that this song is also on YouTube, correct?
Oh, I'm sure it is. There's stuff all over. We're trying to make an attack that way. I'm not very good with the internet stuff, but we're working on it.
Well, no, that's all right. If I remember right, the song that I was looking at on the YouTube was this one where you're kind of a one-man band.
Yeah, yeah. So typically when I play by myself, people can get bored of hearing just one guy with a guitar up there. So I learned to play drums with my feet and harmonica and guitar kind of all at once. So just, I guess, do it all together. I always liked Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins when he was a one-man band. So I guess I just made it real.
I think you made a good attempt at it. Okay, he says that we're ready to go, so we're going to try this one more time. This is Andrew Wiscombe, and the song is The River, The Lark, The Pine.
They dance like gypsies to the engine muffled hum. There's a drive to a new adventure, the sail down inside me brain. But it's never by the sweet words that my mother used to sing. Like a river runs wild, like a lark flying free, like a dog Georgia pine, I'm okay, baby. Don't you worry about them, don't you worry about me. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think. City limits, my heart pounds inside. river runs wild, like a lark flying free, like a dog Georgia fine, I'm okay, baby. Don't you worry about them, don't you worry about me. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think. Runs wild, like a lark flying free, like a tall Georgia pine, I'm okay, baby. Don't you worry about them, don't you worry about me. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think. Never fear what they say, only fear what you think.
All right, we got it right that time. That was Andrew Whitcomb, and his song was The River, the Lark, and the Pine. And he played all the instruments in there all at the same time. So got to pay attention to that. And I would strongly encourage you to go out and find the video that goes along with it. It was on, I think I saw it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure I did. Anyway, Andrew, that was great. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Doug, I'm going to come back to you. I've got another song of yours that's available. It's called Stay a While, and we'll play that in a little bit. But tell me again how you got involved with this group, and did they just contact you, or how did that work out?
No, in my case, I was riding Andrew's coattails. So I met Andrew at an open mic here in Utah, and he was telling me about this organization he had found, and I said, you know, what the hell? And I threw a song their way called Faces and didn't really expect much of anything coming from it. And sure enough, got a call from Snooze, Chris Curick, one of the founders. And he said, hey, if you like the song, we want you on this project. That really propelled me forward. Honestly, Outlaws, Lovers, and Home, Stay a While, and this new EP I'm working on right now, none of that would have happened without Operation Encore. Well, been giving me that initial encouragement, that initial push.
Well, I know, you know, you always need the encouragement. We've talked to other, as I mentioned, at the top of the hour, some Vietnam-era songwriters and singers and so forth, and it was just getting started. That's always the hard part, I'm sure. And getting somebody to notice your music and respond to it. And I think you're both so very talented that I'm looking forward to more and more songs now that I can become a follower of both of you. And
well, thank you.
Well, it's easy to do. Andrew, I know on your website that you are looking to, you know, for tours and people can book you, so forth. Where are you located?
I'm out of kind of close to Park City, Utah. So just out of Utah. And I do travel quite a bit. I've played some internationally. So, just try to keep out there and play in front of people. And it's a lot of fun. So.
Well, I understand. I can understand a little high that you might get from that. And the idea of being able, you know, music is, for you, probably sort of like this radio program. It's very cathartic because you can get out whatever is, you know, in the back of your mind can kind of come forward and you can finally, you know, face it, I guess would be the terminology that I would use for that. And that both of you are such talented young songwriters that are telling stories. And I think that's so valuable for all of us to understand that and to continue on. Doug, your website is The Real Doug Lane. You can kind of tell us why did you have to go that way?
Part of it started as a joke a few years ago when a friend of mine talked me into getting a Twitter account. I noticed all the celebrities started calling themselves the real Donald Trump, the real, you know, whatever. And so I just did it as a kind of, a little bit of a wise ass. But
and it stuck, right?
And it, well, yeah, and then the first solo show I booked here in Utah, they linked me online to another musician named Doug Lane based out of Iowa. And so I made a joke from the stage about how they got the real Doug Lane. And it, from there, it just kind of stuck. And I didn't realize how much it had stuck until I'm walking the streets of Provo one day and someone looks over me and says, "Hey, aren't you the real Doug Lane?" I'm like, "I guess I am."
Doug's as real as it gets. He's a good dude.
The light just finally went on. I didn't realize that you both were from Utah or live in Utah anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you relatively nearby each other?
Not close enough.
All right. I don't know how big Utah is. I haven't been there yet, so I got it's on my bucket list for a place to go.
We live about an hour and a half apart, but Doug's a good friend and an incredible songwriter, a wonderful father, a wonderful husband. He's a great friend, and I'm lucky to have him around here. So,
well,
I would echo that and add that Andrew is one of the most entertaining live performers I've ever seen. So, if you ever have a chance to see him live,
well, I want to see both of you live sometime. I'm hoping that we can, you know, maybe we can get you out here to Michigan somehow, some sort of fundraiser or something like that. Even going back to Joe at the beginning of the program, you know, to make people aware, or maybe do a fundraiser for post-traumatic stress or some other things that are out there so that we can continue treating these men and women that are coming back. I mean, the two of you have been involved in a war that's longer than anything in our history. And I think it's up to us, our generation, to help, you know, and to help take care of you men and women, you know, whatever it is that you need. We need to back up our comment, you know, whatever it is that we say that we want to support you, we need to back those up with actually doing something. I need to take a real quick break here. I got to do a PSA for the station. And when we come back when we come out of the break, I'm going to be playing Doug Lane's song, Stay a While. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that particular song?
Yeah, that one I wrote pretty quickly. It was inspired by a disagreement my wife and I have had for a while about where and how we actually met.
Okay. The true story, right? That did disoccur,
yep.
Right? All right. Well, I'll question you when we finish with the song. But we're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be the bump music that we're going to be using is Doug Lane's Stay a While. So you're listening to Veterans Radio.
Remember when we met, day I never will forget. I think it was a Thursday afternoon, or maybe it was Friday night. Couldn't hold back my surprise that you and I would fall in love so soon. Didn't take me long to see, I knew where I was meant to be. Was begging pretty please, won't you stay a while with me? Stay a while with me. Stay a while with me. Oh. I remember our first dance, those first steps in our romance. I think there was a soft warm summer rain, or maybe it was April showers as we laughed away the hours and knew that life would never be the same. Didn't take me long to see, I knew where I was meant to be. Was begging pretty please, won't you stay a while with me? Stay a while with me. Oh, won't you stay a while with me? Stay a while with me. Oh. Moments and memories fade away, but all of you until
and stay a while with me. Stay a while with me. Oh, stay a while with me. Stay a while with me. Stay a while with me. Won't you stay a while?
It's Doug Lane with Stay a While. So, how did this argument end up? Well, I guess it ended up well, right?
Well, I think you know, as the song said, moments and memories fade away. You know, that's not really the point. And the point isn't, you know, do we remember exactly the specific details? We know that we, you know, met in the barracks and she was the new girl and all of that stuff. But this, the details don't really matter that much. The important thing is we met, we fell in love, and we're still together 15 years later.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. And I know that you, according to your biography, you have a couple of children. I'm going to say kids. You have a couple of kids?
We've got four, yeah. Four kids, two dogs.
Wow. That'll keep you busy.
It absolutely does, but in the best possible way.
I'm sure it does. And Andrew, I know you. Your biography also mentions that you have a couple of children.
Yeah, two boys that are, they're boys, so we have fun.
I can only imagine, just two of them. Andrew, I've got two more songs that I'm pretty sure I've got that are going to play out well, but one is called Holding a Ghost and the other is Indiana. Is there one that you would prefer over the other?
I don't really care, whatever you feel like. Holding a Ghost is one that, has dealt with, it's actually a story I made off a Vietnam vet. But mm-hmm. It's kind of a story to relate to my own, and it's about a family dealing with post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, it's a very powerful song, and I would like to play that as soon as we can get that one queued up. That one is number 5 on that, so we're all set. All right, so we're going to play this particular tune is by Andrew Wiscombe, and it is Holding a Ghost.
Charlie was a good boy, raised beneath those Kansas skies. He always was a dreamer, filled with high hopes in his eyes. And then one day he met dear Jane and he heard Cupid's cry. He knew she was the woman that he'd be with all his life. The heads told them to slow down, but their hearts said love was real. They ran off and got married, made those bells sing out with zeal. So Charlie laid awake just wondering how he'd pay the bills. But then there came the touch from Jane with words that he could feel. She said, "It feels like I'm holding a ghost. Your mind is in the distance, but your body is the host. What happened to the one man that I love the very most? 'Cause now it feels like I'm holding a ghost." Charlie kept on looking for a job to pay the man. One day in the paper he saw the call from Uncle Sam. So the very next day he signed away and planned to leave for camp. He held dear Jane, his love proclaimed, then sailed for Vietnam. Life out in that jungle wasn't easy for no one. Everyday folks falling neath the barrel of his gun. But Charlie made it home safely with shell shock and a stun. He laid next to his Janie with his mind still on the run. She said, "It feels like I'm holding a ghost. Your mind is in the distance, but your body is the host. What happened to the one man that I love the very most? 'Cause now it feels like I'm holding a ghost. Oh, But Charlie was a changed man. He felt like love was sinking fast. Well, it took years to get those war-themed demons in the past. But him and Jane had made the claim their love was gonna last. Through love and hope and patience, they made it through that blast. Years and grandkids later, dear Jane's health began to fade. It didn't take too long to find himself above her grave. With flowers in his hand, his mind a million miles away. The wind blew through his sadness, and he swore he heard Jane say. She said, it feels like I'm holding a ghost. Your mind is in the distance, but your body is the host. It won't be long until we get to hold each other close. And then we'll both be holding a ghost. Yeah, and then we'll both be holding a ghost.
Wow. Thanks, Andrew. Thank you very much for that song.
Thank you. Thank you much.
I think that that's probably a song that anybody can use that's been in the service, been overseas, and been in combat at one point or another and is trying to make a normal life for themselves at home.
Yeah, it can be pretty difficult.
It can be. I've been working on it for 50 years, and it's, I guess, yes. You just keep working on it, keep working on it. So tell me a little bit more about, I'll start with you, Andrew. Where can people get your music?
Yeah, so I'm on iTunes, Amazon, about any music platform you can find online. Also, andrewwiscombmusic.com. You're able to find my songs there. Also, yeah, and you'll be able to Facebook all that stuff. I'm on there, Andrew Wiscombe. You can find me and find out stuff. I'm also finishing up an album right now that'll be out towards the end of the summer with Sonic Valley Records, so I'm pretty excited about it. It's been a lot of fun. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, make sure you let us know about that, and I'd love to do another music program. I really enjoy these and get the opportunity to share this music with our audience. Wiscombe is W-I-S-C-O-M-B-E.
So that is correct.
Yeah, you've got to remember the E, or it'll go someplace else, probably over to the real Doug Lane. I don't know. But
yeah, which is probably better, but, you know, that's okay.
You got to make sure that you do that. So, Doug, where would we find your music?
Well, just like Andrea, anywhere you'd get your digital music, you know, iTunes, Google, Spotify, all, YouTube, all of that. Look for the real Doug Lane. If you just look for Doug Lane, you end up with two other guys and completely different music. So you got to look for the real Doug Lane, except no imitators.
Okay. You know, the thing I love about both your music, and I know this sounds like I'm old, is I can understand the lyrics. And you both have great articulation, and you know the music is great on its, you know, it stands by itself, but the vocals are so powerful, and the message is so powerful that I want to appreciate, you know, want everybody to appreciate your music. So I encourage everybody to go to Operation Encore. You can find a number of albums. Go to andrewwiscombmusic.com or go to therealdouglane.com. To get a hold of some of these people's songs. We're going to try and go out here on Indiana. Andrew, if you could just tell us real quickly about that, we may run out of time. But what is your song Indiana about?
Yeah, when I was in Fort Riley, Kansas, loved the Midwest. I grew up in a blue-collar family, and it's just kind of a story about the lifestyle out there. The people either love it or they are ready to leave. And so I just wrote a song about that.
Okay, so we're going to go out. We want to thank Doug Lane and Andrew Wiscombe for being on Veterans Radio today. Thank you both very much. Let me know what music is coming out, where and when, and we'll get you back on to talk more about it.
Sounds good.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you both. Okay, so we're going to go out today. Next week, we're going to be talking to a refugee from Vietnam. It's a great story. You got to tune in for that one here on Veterans Radio on Wham 1600. Right now, we're going to go out on the song Indiana by Andrew Wiscombe. Until next week, you're dismissed.
Shield the Union Man's eyes. They leave high school young, then they work the line. Just to clone to their fathers, bound for factory life. Talking football wins in their glory days. Rusty bicycle rides in the dark through the grain. Left him all in a trance. It was a man's first kiss and a boy's last dance.